Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and today's podcast is all about what I think is one of the worst four-letter words in our vocabulary, and it's probably not the word you're thinking of. Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. In my profession, in my work, in everything that I do, whether it's in my office seeing patients or it's on the field coaching my soccer team or at home with my kids and family, one of the things that I really work for is to try to help people maximize their potential, to really push themselves to become the best them that they can be, to really to work towards their goals, to identify what their goals are in the first place, to work towards those goals, and to do everything that they can to meet those goals and to accomplish all that they want to in life. And in doing that, oftentimes and most of the time, what is really necessary is some change. And I've talked about this a lot of times before on this podcast and in different things that I've written and done. I talk a lot about change because change is the agent that gets us from where we are now to where we hope to be or where we want to be. Which is usually somewhere else. And that's not necessarily physically, of course, but that's professionally, educationally, emotionally, behaviorally. Wherever we are now, if we're not happy or we want to be somewhere else, of course, change is necessary. And this gets me to that four-letter word that I mentioned a little bit ago, and that is, so many times when I begin to talk to somebody about making some changes in their life, the word that I hear from them is the word can't. I can't do that. I can't meet this goal, or I can't make this change, or I can't do what I need to do to get to where I want to be. And that word can't, it resonates and it just it penetrates everything that the person is trying to accomplish, everything that the person is wanting to do in their life. That word can't is almost viral. It just gets in there and affects everything and creates limitations. It creates obstacles and puts obstacles there that may not have otherwise been there. And I think that the issue at its root is that the word can't isn't used appropriately. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Too often we use the word can't, which basically means I'm not able to. I'm not able to do that. If I am talking with a soccer player and I said, okay, I want you to juggle the ball 100 times, and they say, I can't, they're saying that I am unable to do that at this time. But far too often, people use the word can't to substitute for something else much more important, much more critical, much more impairing and limiting. One of the things that we use the word can't for is not because you are unable to do it. Like, for example, when I am working with a patient and I say that we need to make some changes in their life and they need to cut back on sugar, say, and so we will talk about how to cut back on sugar and we may identify, okay, you eat a sleeve of Oreos every day, so we need to cut back and stop eating Oreos. And that person tells me, oh, I can't give up Oreos. That's just something that I enjoy every day. I can't give that up. In that instance, in that use of the word can't, they don't mean that they are unable to. What they're really saying is, they don't want to. And that is a big difference. There's a big difference between unable to and don't want to. And when that can't is used because of a don't want to, well, that creates an entirely new situation. That requires an entirely new approach to trying to make the changes in the person's life that they want to make. And it does lead, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes, is do you really want to make those changes? If you're saying you can't because you don't want to, then we really have to think about where that motivation is. And again, we'll kind of get back to that in just a minute, because that's more or less an underlying theme that we're going to see with all of this. Another way that can't is used inappropriately. So I used the example a moment ago of asking one of my soccer players to juggle the ball 100 times. And if he says he can't, it is true that he's saying that he is unable to right now. And, you know, there are many times when I've worked with soccer players over a long period of time, months and months and years. And by the end of that year, I'll say, okay, give me 100 juggles. Let me see you juggle the ball 100 times. And they still can't. Well, can't in that situation usually isn't just an I am unable to. Sure, they're unable to, but they've had lots of time and lots of opportunities to build that skill. And so why are they unable to still? Why are they still unable to do and make that change? And in that situation, oftentimes it's a don't care to. They don't see the importance. They don't understand why one would need to be able to do that. And so because of that, there's, again, no motivation to make the change necessary. It's not that they're unable to. It's not that they can't gain that skill. Because if you work at juggling a soccer ball or doing just about anything, if you work at it, you can make that change. You can build that skill. You can develop that ability with relatively, over a period of time, not with relative ease, not that it's going to be easy, but you build up and you go from juggling 5 times to juggling 10 to 25 to 50. And that skill builds pretty quickly once you get that momentum going. But the problem is that if we don't see the value in making the change, then that can't really doesn't mean just mean that you're unable to. It means I really don't see the importance of doing it, and so I'm not motivated to make that change or to do that work that's necessary. And again, that's a very different problem than having the physical inability to perform the skill or to do what it is that you're trying to do. Now, a third way that can't is often used inappropriately. There are times when I'm working with a person, a patient, a family member, or somebody that is just in a tough situation in life, and they need to make a change. And sometimes that is a big change. Say you are working and the work environment that you're in right now is just toxic for you. You really just need to get out of that work environment. And so we may talk about, okay, well, you know, you need to take this step and this step and this step and move in the direction of finding a new job and quitting your current job. And sometimes, to be honest, we are in situations where we may need to quit a job before we even secure the subsequent job just because it's too toxic and just too negative. When a person says they can't do it in that situation, again, it's not that they have the physical inability. You know, anyone can walk up to somebody and say, I quit. Or they can make a phone call and say, I quit. And of course, we even hear of people quitting jobs and ending relationships and things like that via text messages and emails and things like that. So there's always ways to do it to avoid confrontation and that kind of thing. But what can't means in this kind of situation is it's just too much work. To make that change, to do that or follow that path is going to be too hard. It's going to require too much work. And again, if I'm not motivated enough to make that change and to do that work, I'm going to say that I can't do it. And again, it kind of goes back to I'm not willing to do it. I don't care to. I don't want to because the work is so hard. And you know, you look at this in front of you, you look at this task that will be in front of you if you quit your job and you have to go find a new job, and then you have people, you know, your family that's depends on you for you know, for financial stability and all of that. You look at that and you say, okay, it's just too overwhelming, it's just too much, I just can't do it. And that, again, is a type of can't that doesn't have anything to do with your ability to do it. It has to do with that motivation to do it. And so I kind of gave it away as we were going through it, but too often we use the word can't as a way to express an absence of motivation, an absence of drive, an absence of determination. We say that we can't do something because we really don't have the energy or the drive or the interest in pushing through and doing the work and putting forth the effort that's necessary to accomplish whatever it is that we need to accomplish. Again, it's not that we can't, it's that we don't have the motivation to do it. And for that reason, I often encourage you and encourage anyone listening, and of course always my patients and family and players and everybody, let's get rid of the word can't. Let's substitute can't with something else. So if you're that soccer player on the field and you still can't juggle the 100, make the 100 juggles, instead of saying that you can't, say, explain to me, tell me why this is important. Tell me why I need to do this. How is this going to make me a better soccer player? How is this going to make me a better player on the field? Because I'm not going to juggle on the field, so why is it important? And then we'll explain why it's important. If you're in a situation where you look at this task in front of you because you need to quit your job because it's just so toxic and it's affecting you and your family and everyone else, and we say, there's this agreement that, okay, we need to get out of that situation. How do we do it? And you see this in front of you and, wow, I can't do that. That is just too overwhelming. There's just too much. Instead of saying can't, say, let's make a plan. Let's develop a plan that says, this is how we're going to get from here to there. This is how we're going to work through this, what looks like a vast wasteland of challenges and obstacles in front of me. How am I going to get my way through that? So instead of saying can't, let's develop a plan. Let's see how we're going to do it. When it comes to the don't want to, again, how are we going to create the motivation to do it? If you need to cut sugars, using that, going back to that example, if you need to cut sugars from your diet and you don't want to give up Oreos, instead of saying, oh, I can't give up Oreos, you say, well, you know what? Instead of eating a sleeve every day, I'll go down to a half a sleeve. Then I'll go down to 3 or 4, and then I'll go down to 1 or 2. And then I'll gradually cut that out of my diet and replace it with something healthier, something better, something that goes along with what my ultimate goal is. Again, it's not that you can't, it's that we have to create the plan, the motivation, and the outline for how to get from where you are now to where you want to be. There are relatively few can'ts in the world. There are relatively few situations or goals or obstacles that are completely impenetrable. Things that we are going to never be able to accomplish. Almost anything, and I say almost anything because, you know, certainly nobody's going to run the 100 meter dash in 3 seconds. That's impossible. So those kinds of things will, of course, never happen. But can you improve your time if you're a runner? Can you improve your situation if you're in a family and you're unhappy? Can you improve your work situation if you're in a toxic environment? Absolutely. All of those things are changeable. All of those things are manageable. All of those things can be altered. And we have to get the word can't in those situations out of our vocabulary. We got to get rid of that word and treat it like it's any other four-letter word. And when our kids use the word can't, we need to remind them that let's think about what we really mean. Do you really mean that you're unable to do it? Or do you mean that it's just not really that important to you and you needed some motivation to do it? You need me to give you some motivation to make that change or to do this what you need to be doing. With adequate motivation, any can't can become a success. And so when you're using the word can't, or if you find yourself using the word can't, or anybody else in your life using the word can't, talk about it. Figure out what's at the root. What do you really mean when you're using that word can't? What is your family member really meaning when they use the word can't? And then address that problem. Address the problem of motivation, the problem of being overwhelmed, the problem of needing a plan. Because when you address that, the problem becomes manageable. The problem becomes, you find the solution that you're looking for. So, all right. Hope that's helpful. As always, Thank you so much for listening. Please write a review, rate us on iTunes, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are putting out lots more videos and podcasts and everything as often as we can. So thank you so much for listening again. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.